Holidays get us thinking about the people we don't think about often enough, the people who will go to bed hungry tonight. The Hawaii Food Bank's year-round effort to keep those people fed is stepped up over the holidays, and Kim Bartenstein, the Director of Mission and Quality Assurance at the Hawaii Food Bank, brings us up to date.
The Hawaii Food Bank feeds about 20% of our population, so one in out of every fifth person needs some type of food assistance throughout the year. Mm-hmm. So that's huge. So our mission, you know, is to make sure 365 days of the year we're feeding people. So, you know, that's a huge undertaking. You know, with the community help, you know, that's how we get our job done. Just, you know, making sure that we have enough food at the warehouse, making sure that, you know, funds are coming into the warehouse so that we can purchase food if we need to. And we have so many other different programs. So, you know, just making sure that all of those are running.
So many efforts of Food Bank and other efforts like it tend to surface in our consciousness around the holidays.
Definitely. You know, you're having dinner with your family, and what about those people that don't have?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're definitely top of mind.
But that sort of disguises the fact that you have, as you said, a 365-day mission.
Right, yeah. You know, so, you know, a lot of schools and businesses call during this time to, you know, do food drives, do fun drives, which is great. But definitely the message is we have to feed people 365 days. So we always are doing food drives. We're always fundraising at some level, grant writing, whatever that is, to make sure that we continue to feed people in the community.
Are you able to keep your supplies up pretty consistently throughout the year?
You know, we have an ebb and flow,
yeah,
you know, so, you know, during the holiday season, of course, top of mind, like we said, so, you know, we're a little bit higher on numbers, so we get closer to a 30-day. Right now, we're about an 18-day, which is pretty normal, and sometimes we dip below that, you know, as we're coming into the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we have kids out of school. So, you know, we have to make sure we have food in the warehouse so that we can do our programs with Sodexo to feed the kids during summer programs. So, you know, we just always have to be mindful about making sure we're at a good level.
When you say 18-day, you reckon it in terms, your supply in terms of number of days it would feed the hungry population?
Right, yeah. So, yeah, so right now we have, you know, if something was to happen, you know, let's say, God forbid, we had a huge storm and, mm-hmm. you know, we wouldn't be able to sustain what we need to. Obviously, we would probably be one of the sources they would come to for food.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Iki, you know, we sent food to Kauai. So, you know, we always want to try to have a good level of food.
And you've been able to calculate sort of how many days, how many people really do the math on the subject, sounds like.
Yeah, you know, we definitely, you know, everything kind of is done by poundage and what comes in and out of our warehouse. So, you know, we distribute about 52,000 pounds a day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's over 1 million pounds a month. So we definitely kind of have a handle on, you know, where we're at so that we know.
What kind of guidelines do you have for people who want to donate? I mean, what kind of food works best?
Right. So, you know, we're always kind of focused towards canned goods.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the canned proteins, the meats, the Spams, the Vienna sausage, things like that. Canned meals are great for families, you know. Rice. Hawaii loves rice.
Yeah,
so rice is definitely on our top five. Fruits, vegetables, those types of things. But more towards the canned goods is kind of what we always encourage,
mm-hmm.
Besides monetary donations.
Yeah. So that whatever keeps the longest. And
Yeah, because, you know, it tends to, you know, we do have a lot of dry goods, but like you said, it doesn't hold as long as a canned good would. So that's why we always focus our efforts there.
And plenty of warehouse space?
Yeah, we have a nice little warehouse in Mapunapuna, about 23,000 square feet. We kind of look like Costco inside.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so racks and, you know, refrigerated units so we can hold our food.
What kind of staff does it take year-round to keep all this going?
You know, we have a staff of, I think about, we're like about 35 staff members that does fundraising, operations. But, you know, we do depend a lot on volunteers. So we get great volunteers that come in daily and help us salvage or go through the food to make sure it's safe so we can distribute it. We have a lot of volunteers that come in to help us do our senior food box program to pack that, our cakey backpack to pack that. So we really do rely on a lot of volunteer needs.
So somebody who is suddenly motivated to contribute, what would you have them do at this time of the year?
Yeah, so you can, you know, they can go on our website, hawaiifoodbank.org, and they can find all the volunteer opportunities that we have coming up. Like I said, whether it's coming on a Saturday to help us pack boxes or Keiki backpack to pack our, you know, Keiki backpack, come into the warehouse, spend some hours with us, 3 to 4 hours just going through food, you know, that's really what's needed so we can get the food back out our doors as quickly as possible.
And where can people drop off donations?
So they can drop off donations directly to our warehouse at 2611 Kilihau Street. You can go to any Ruby Tuesday. They're year-round. Napa is year-round. And also you can go on our website because there's a lot of community events going on, and they'll take community donations.
Kim Bartenstein is the Director of Mission and Quality Assurance at the Hawaii Food Bank. And you can get more information about the food bank on our Facebook page, The Conversation.